This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Flu season is upon us once again, and that means making a decision about whether or not to get this year's vaccine.
Yes, roll up your sleeve. It's that time of the year. Get targeted, become a moo cow, and get a flu shot. Welcome this hour to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Joni Abbott's going to join us. We're going to talk about health and healing from a parental perspective, and that'll be fun, but not in a moo cow perspective because we don't treat our kids like moo cows. Super Don, did you ever treat your kid like a moo cow?
A moo cow.
Cattle.
I'm not sure. Sure. You know what? When you've got, I had five
yeah,
at one time.
I was thinking you must have
so,
to do something like
herding,
that.
Herding children. Yes, I did. Not hurting.
No, herding.
Herding.
I heard
children.
You. I heard
yes.
you. Yes. Yes. Moo. So interesting that every year it's the, hey, look, take a chance on me. This year it's going to be better. It's like the Lucy and the football. It's Lucy and the flu shot. This time we're going to inject Charlie Brown in this time and we promise it'll work. Headline reads, the flu vaccine is set to get a makeover. I'm like thinking, oh, good Lord, is this a reality TV show? America's most extreme makeover, the flu shot.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
This would be the RuPaul vaccine, right?
The flu shot edition. All right.
Yes.
Now, this is interesting news, folks. If you've been dutifully getting your flu shot, I hate when they say that, Don. Stop with the your flu shot. It's not mine. It's not yours either. Stop it. That's just marketing. They're just programming you. Don't be a robot. Don't be a moo cow. So for the past 8 years, flu shots around the world have contained a virus that was retrieved from a sick person in California. Really? That's what we needed to know. California sicko. And in the spring of 2009, no less, the earliest days of the H1N1, so-called swine flu pandemic. For the past 8 years, who knew? H1N1 swine flu has been the main course served up in flu shots all around the world. Thank you. Thank you very
much. That's interesting.
Yes.
I had no idea.
I'll have the swine. This week, the WHO says, you know what? Maybe we ought to swap this out. Right? Should we update this after 8 years? I thought they changed it every year. I guess maybe they do, maybe they don't. So they say it's not common that they keep the same flu virus in for that many years as they have. The A/California has had a good run. It's like the Dodge Daytona, the Ferrari Daytona, the A/California flu. Good run. This is according to Dr. Danuta Skowronski, an influenza epidemiologist. Say that hard. It's an epidemiologist. The British Columbia Center for Disease Control in Vancouver. So they're getting rid of the A/California. Are you guys and gals in California happy or sad or neutral on this? What are they going to do? It won't impact us this flu shot season, so you're going to get the 8-year-old flu shot if you go get one. But it's going to impact those in the southern hemisphere, and they get it first. But where is it coming from? Abandoning California, Super Don, where are they going for the new flu shot virus?
Michigan.
Oh, good Lord. They're going to add some, get the lead in it. All that lead coming out of Michigan's going into your flu shot.
That's
next
right.
year's strain, influenza A viruses related to H1N1, and it's coming from Michigan. So the A California 7-2009 H1N1 PDM09 like virus, all gone. And now we're going to the Michigan branded flu. I don't know if this is a viral H1N1, H3N2, do they give it, is it just another variation of H1N1? What do you see here?
I believe it's a part of the H1N1 family.
Okay.
It's just a different strain that this one's coming from Michigan.
Yeah, and when we love our family, we're not talking about the family that they're talking about at the World Health Organization with H1N1 family. We're talking about the stuff we discussed with the Dr. Detox last hour. So now, 2013, they said the vaccine effectiveness started to kind of wane, right? And it wasn't working. And so what are they going to do? I don't know. Why do they bring naive ferrets into this? What did the ferrets ever do? This is rude. Let's go get some naive ferrets to test on. Let's experiment on naive ferrets.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, that's not very common. Usually it's mice or, monkeys or something, ferrets. I'm not familiar with that.
Right. Well, Merck is going to do something with this. They'll probably spike, like they did with rabbits' antibodies. They'll spike it with ferret antibodies now to say, hey, look how good the flu shot's working since we updated it from the H1N1 California to the H1N1 Michigan brand. This is absolutely incredible. You know what?
I think it's interesting.
We need to find out maybe, I don't know, if there's another flu coming or if Tom Friedan has anything to say, Frieden from CDC.
Yes.
Because I'm just not buying into this thing. You know, no matter what they say, I doubt their word. And I think that in order to stay healthy, you've got to basically say what they're saying to us is a bald-faced lie or else they're lunatics. They're idiots. They don't know what they're talking about. Like I said, it's always been about a democratic vote, democracy for all, democracy for flu shot viruses. And they basically kept the sucky one in there for 9 years, 8 years. Now they traded in for a Michigan brand. I don't know if it's coming out of GM or Ford or Chrysler, but something's going wrong here. And here's the next question. Do flu shots work? PBS actually covered this. This is a stunner. This is a shocker. Studies conducted by the CDC have shown that for the past three flu seasons, the flu missed vaccines, it wasn't protecting the people who got it. Really? I think that's what we've been saying. PBS is following up.
Pretty much.
What's going on here?
Pretty much. I mean, they went to the flu mist because it was easier, and kids like it better.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what kid is going to pick a needle over something and spray it up their nose, right?
Right, right.
And so I think there was definitely, it was a marketing thing, and they were hoping that it would have the same effect. But as it turns out, they're just saying you might as well not even bother with it because it's just not seeming to work.
Okay, so we've got two stories here in a row. One acknowledges it was an old strain of the flu. They're switching from California to Michigan because it ain't been working, right? I'm going to say it like that. And now we got PBS acknowledging that some of these flu shots ain't working, right? So, now, my friends, we can go to Tom Friedan, or Frieden, however he says his name, from the CDC. And because you know the logic, the common sense, the science is coming from the Centers for Disease Creation, I'm sure he's got something really important and really good to say that will make sense, that will be based on sound science and working flu shots. I mean, flu shots that work, right?
I'm going to give you the bottom line up front. If we could increase vaccination coverage in this country by just 5% more, that would prevent about 800,000 illnesses and nearly 10,000 hospitalizations.
Okay, 5%. Well, all right, 800,000 illnesses and how many hospital? Wait a second. If we can only increase the flu shots that already don't work by 5%, these miracles are going to happen according to the CDC guy? Do you see?
You know, I think he got that number off of the same dartboard that they use when they're trying to pick the strain for the flu vaccine.
I think you're right. I mean, this guy is just pulling it out of his you-know-what. They are desperate to keep you buying the flu shots. It's an absolute scam, folks. As much as Zika is a scam, the flu shots are a scam. And no matter if they get the vaccine right, if they choose the right strain, It doesn't matter. In fact, what it might indicate, if they choose the right strain, they give it to you again and again and again, you're going to be just destroyed into autoimmunity as you react to anything and everything coming your way. And we roll down and scroll down on this PBS.org article. By the way, it's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And they talk about this thing. They're not saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that flu shots work. They're actually acknowledging it. And two factors they have that are of great concern to them. One, of course, is the way the vaccines are made, the bundling of components, things like that, and the fact that they give them each year and they may not be working the same way each year. But the second one is even more intriguing to me, is the acknowledgement that statins suck. Why do they suck? Well, this isn't even about cholesterol. The fact that you're on a statin drug means that you have a lowered immune response. That's great, isn't it? Not only are they going to lower cholesterol to not prevent heart attacks and strokes, they're going to damage your liver and weaken your immune system so that if you even decide to get a flu shot that doesn't work, you can't respond even if they get the right targeted virus in there.
And think about this.
Mm-hmm.
The number of people on statins in this country is huge. It's one of the most popular drugs that are prescribed by doctors, right?
Right.
So you've got all these people on statins, mm-hmm. and the CDC's own numbers say that the flu vaccine works 50 to 60% of the time when it's on a good year.
Great exaggeration.
So if you throw statins into the equation there, yeah. how many people are getting vaccines and it's doing nothing for them according to their own research?
Exactly. And think about it this way, folks, too. If you're on a statin drug, and if you're listening to this show, you're less likely, I believe, than the average American to be on a statin drug or average Brit or wherever you're listening. But if you know somebody on a statin drug, they're therapy naive. They don't realize how dangerous statins are, so they're more likely, that, rather than less likely, to accept or acquiesce when their doctor says, get your flu shot. So you can guarantee even weaker responses, even if, as I said, and you said, Super Don, they choose the right strain. Absolute disaster, absolute sick joke. I think we have a real something to warn our friends about, a new form of the flu we're going to hear about right now.
This just in, there has been a confirmed outbreak of goat flu at James Woods High School.
Goat flu? You gotta be kidding me. Every year, the stupid media tries to scare us with this kind of thing, and every year it turns out to be nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I know, every year it's nothing.
Well, now hang on, there might be something to this.
Health officials have said that a vaccine is not yet available. And if you're not scared yet, here's some footage of people sneezing at a salad bar.
Oh, dear.
Here's some footage of people licking Subway turnstiles.
Oh.
Here's some footage of a man with the flu making out with you while you're asleep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yes, the goat flu, folks. That's the real flu you want to watch out for. By the way, Silver Hydrosol works for that, as well as the multi-strain flu formula from King Bio, Dr. Frank King. All right, folks, we've got Joni Abbott coming up next to lighten it up for us all, and then we'll be back to eat all the old people a little later in the program.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, once or twice I've mentioned this thing about the power to heal is yours. And how would I say it happens in many ways? So many ways. It's like it's not, you don't have to be an overt doctor or a labeled healer. You could be in radio. You could just talk to somebody, the neighbor. You can go to the community, whatever. Someone else in radio doing it just so well. Joni Abbott. She's here with me now. Joni!
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm great when you're around. I love the fact that you are in mainstream radio as well as what you do with Homegrown Health and how you kind of plant seeds and pepper things. And it's, you know, we often talk to folks that are already with us. But the challenge, I think, for all of us is to reach out beyond our community and communicate these kind of things that are so important for us to bring that power to heal back where it belongs.
Oh, yeah, well, I agree with that. It definitely is a little bit of a challenge at times. I'm a mainstream DJ on two different stations on regular radio. So I love music. I get to play music and do what I love. But I also am an alternative media person as well. So I always feel this, like, social obligation, this conscious, awake obligation to kind of bring this alternative media world as much as I'm allowed to into the mainstream to, you know, like you said, plant these little seeds where maybe somebody's empowered by something I said about, you know, waking up or paying attention or just maybe bringing about a different thought pattern. And I kind of do so was making fun of myself a little bit. I call myself the country mom, or, you know, I do things a little bit differently, and I'll just drop those little C's or give a health tip. Like, hey, did you know lemon just gently cleanses your liver? Yeah, did you know that? Wow, did you know that your gut has, you know, 80% of your immune system in it? Wow, gee. You know, like things I've been talking about for a long time and have learned on your show and the things that we talk about alternatively, but I think just putting that out there helps people, hopefully, be able to empower themselves.
Yes. Did you know that squirting lemon in your eye causes you to say, ow? No. But that, the point, Joni, that you're making as well is self-deprecating humor. The willingness, the ability that we all have technically to do so, not we're all willing to do so, is to make fun of ourselves and to make light of our experiences, to show that we've been foolish and, you know, that we've stubbed our toe, we've fallen down, we've gotten back up, and we can laugh at it. And of course, the biggest challenge is when we're dealing with serious ailments or diseases, which, you know, I've been through in my young life and had to overcome, and I can look back and I can make fun at now. At the time, it was kind of painful and miserable, so it's really hard and a challenge for those that are in that pain and misery. But how do you lighten their load, even if you might not be able to totally help them, to bring that sense of humor, that lightness to life in those tough times?
Yeah, laughter is truly like a medicine, and there's nothing I love more. Well, I take that back. Among the things that I love the most, laughing is absolutely on that list. And I love to laugh, and it makes it so much easier, even while you're going through things.
Sure.
If you can try to find the humor. I think I just kind of liken my life unto a sitcom, mm-hmm. like a comedic sitcom. And when the harder times come, if I can just step back a little bit emotionally and be an observer of my life, I find the funnier parts. And it helps me not to get, you know, the tidal wave of emotion and drown in, you know, the overwhelming circumstances, whatever they may be, because we all go through hard times. It's seasons. There's ebbs and there's flows.
Yes. Now, I'm sure your kids have never looked at you and said, Mom, you're weird.
Oh, only every day.
You know, the willingness to have your kids look at you squirrely-eyed to show that, you know, life isn't all so super serious, because there are plenty of serious moments. There are plenty of challenges that we have to overcome. And, you know, to show, I think one of the greatest examples we can be for our kids, to show them that you can be light even in some of the darkest places. And, you know, we talk about this, you know, with Ty Bollinger. He's written about the truth about cancer. Now he's got a new book come out, and we've got the things that we do. And you're really bringing this light to people that are in the throes of some very scary places.
Right. I think even, you know, as a radio host, or just even, you know, thankfully we get that microphone that allows us to reach more people. But even in your daily life, if you're not in radio, you can reach anybody at any point in time. If you choose to have a positive attitude and you choose to be thankful and have gratitude and shine that light, the impact that you can make on somebody's life at the timing that I believe sometimes is very synchronistic could be life altering and life changing. And it's like when you kind of walk through life in that and understand that not only those around you, like your children, that if you could just shine some of that and make their day a little bit better, how that could even alter their path. And you know what? It really makes you feel good, too,
yeah.
to be able to do that.
Joni. Bring in the light you are. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to have Joni stick around for another segment here, because I just feel light and happy when I'm around her. And listen to that sweet voice. Joni Abbott is with me from Homegrown Health right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. Call now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Jody Abbott, who's willing to make, well, allow her kids to laugh at her or make her kids. I don't know what it is. When they're little, Joni, they'll laugh at you and giggle at you, and then at a certain point they become teenagers, and then you have to beat them. No.
Yeah, they just make fun of me.
Yes, no, I'm just kidding. Then they look at you and they make, oh, no, I don't want to be around you right now, mom or dad. But these are the transitions. If you're a parent, you know what we're talking about here. We're talking, of course, about bringing the power to heal back to them as well. And it's amazing, growing up in families like, you know, mine, of course, no antibiotics, no drugs, no vaccines or any of those things. And my kids know to reach for, you know, if my daughter has a headache, white willow bark, right? White willow bark tincture. We got the homeopathic remedies. We use the silver. And even if they're mad at you, because, hey, they're teenagers and it's going to happen, they're still paying attention, and you'll realize when they are down and out for whatever reason, they're going to go reach for the things you taught them, and you'll be like, yeah, I remember when I taught you that. Not so mad at me now, are you?
Yeah, exactly, right? And the best advice there on that one is not to say that one out loud. We can say yeah all day long. But I experienced this with my kids. As they got older and they got to have, you know, freer choice, they went from homeschool to public school. They, you know, started to want to start trying the same foods that their friends ate. Mm-hmm. And that really caused me to panic. I felt a little rejected, like, you have not been raised like this, and you know that food is not food, and you know it's a really crap load that you're, you know, putting into your body. And I just really had to back off and let them experience some of those things for themselves. And then they had a personal experience as to why I never let them do that. Because they say, Mom, every time I eat that stuff, I have to run to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, see, yeah, your body's ejecting the things that it's not supposed to have. So they are more likely now to not do that. They want to take their school lunch. In fact, they used to trade their school lunches. They were like, oh, what are these Lunchables? What are those things?
Yeah.
And it's like at school, they would used to trade their organic lunches. And the kids really liked their lunch is better than the stuff that their parents packed for them. And so I started seeing this happen, and they would notice that they would get sicker sooner and things like that. But they've all switched back now to understanding the power and the healing power of food. And they're the ones that now pack their lunches with the fruits and the veggies. That's what they're asking me to buy instead of everything else like everybody else.
Now, perspective on this, Joni, is that if you hadn't raised them primarily this way, they might not have had a baseline, and it would have been a little bit more difficult to learn. Like I had to learn at the age of 24 when I started eating clean organic food. Prior to that, I'd grown up on pharmaceutical food, so to speak. And so these kids, and I've had experiences like that when my son was very, I've told this story, we went out, there were dignitaries from China coming in to visit us, and I was working with a lab that was, you know, interacting with them, and so we went out to this great dance, I don't know, it was kind of a theater kind of dinner, right? And of course, I didn't eat, my wife didn't eat, and my son, who was fed by one of the other people there, they threw him food, like he was like a parrot or something. Just eat this, right? And I'm like looking at this going, I don't think this is going to turn out well. But he got sick within a couple of hours afterwards and really was sick for the next day, but he learned early on that food matters, that when mom and dad say, you know, why do we eat organically grown food and not pesticide-laden processed foods? There's a reason. Now, there might be other times where they're going to want to experiment. And just like you said, you've got to trust them. If you give them the opportunity to learn, they can learn. And more often than not, they will, because the misery induction of food that is not optimal is very real in a child that is otherwise healthy. But my caveat is that if they've been always raised on chemically grown foods, they don't know, and we have to clean them up first before they can respond accordingly or react appropriately to food like your kids did when they felt, ooh, my tummy's bad, I got to run to the bathroom right away. But this is a universal principle. This is not because they got lucky. This is because their bodies were given good stuff, then they were given stuff that was not optimal, and their bodies taught them something.
Yeah, you know, I talked about this on Homegrown Health within this last week. If you go to Homegrown Health on Facebook, I talked about the fact that we have this misconception that young children have strong immune systems and they're born able to handle all the sweets and the treats that they're given. Oh, they can handle it. They can handle it. They're young. And you know, the thought that, well, they're young, that they can get away with it. This is a myth, and this is not true at all. Our kids can't handle the dyes, the sugars, the chemical sweeteners, the MSG, or the food-like products, especially knowing that in many food-like products, there's actually petroleum-based ingredients in there. I mean, we wouldn't go lick the oil in our car. We wouldn't lick, you know, gasoline. We would never think intuitively to go put those things in our mouths. Yet they're being secretly added and put, I think, knowingly into children's foods and the foods that most of America are eating now. And it's like, why are we not valuing our kids? Mm-hmm. And what does it say to them about us as parents and as people? does it say that I value you so much that I have to liken treating you well or giving you a treat or giving you something good that it has to be plastic packaged food?
Sure. No. I think, and some have said, oh, you're denying them those special treats. How mean, how cruel. That's abuse. And it's like, no. You want to see the abuse of food that's happening? There's an article here in the New York Times. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. How high blood pressure may hurt children's brains. The fact that we have to have an article about high blood pressure in children, what does that say? They say increasing numbers of children have high blood pressure. And they say it's largely a consequence of their obesity, but they don't ever reference what's causing them to be obese.
Right. And, I mean, children are suffering from adult and even older adult illnesses that used to only be seen in people over 40, people over 50. Or, rheumatoid arthritis, it was an old person's disease. Mm-hmm. Now our kids are having hypertension, which increases their risk for heart attacks. Our kids should be able to run free in the fields and be kids, not have to be weighed down with medical issues. And I know that this starts well, in utero and in birth, depending on how they were birthed, the gut microbiome and how everything, whether or not it was properly seeded. But one of the things I was thinking of is my daughter has this argument with her friend's parents who are nurses about salt. She likes to eat Himalayan sea salt on her food. And every time she does, they tell her, oh my God, you're going to get diabetes. Oh, you're going to get high blood pressure. And she said, oh, please, would you give me a break? And this is where her being raised the way that she was comes in handy.
Yes.
Because she starts going on about the 83 trace minerals that are found in peak Himalayan salt.
Yeah.
And how they bleach and they add chemicals to the white salt. And that is what causes the high blood pressure and the diabetes and all of the health problems. And she went on to explain to them that they needed pink Himalayan sea salt, that they need that on a cellular level. And I just sat back and I was just like, that was a mic drop situation
Nice. Well, it's interesting, this article, they're talking about pediatric nephrologists. These are kidney specialists. And the fact that you have to have a kidney specialist for kids, I mean, what does it say? What do the kidneys do? They're part of the detoxification system of the body. It means the liver is being overburdened. It's throwing things down the channel, so to speak, the river, toward the kidneys that the kidneys can't handle. They're getting congested. They're corrupted. And, of course, at that point, all bets are off on normal functions, including blood pressure issues. So the fact that they're dealing with the end stage or the last stage of toxic food and looking for drug therapies to reduce their blood pressure rather than cleaning up the food that they need for good health or that we all need for good health, this is stunning. And instead, this article says, well, we're worried about the high blood pressure because they'll end up having learning disabilities. Really? You think? And all the drugs you're going to throw them on top of that is going to impact their sleep, and then they have more blood pressure problems because the drug you give them is toxic? I go on and on and on here, and I just, this is where the insane asylum, the inmates are running it, and the inmates happen to be the doctors. And I don't mean that they don't mean well, but their training is so corrupted.
Yeah, they're only learning what they're learning, and the studies that they've been given as quote-unquote truth. Like, this is truth, this is science. The science changes. And real scientists will agree with that. The real scientists who aren't getting bought and paid for, they are the ones that are like, okay, we understand the scientific process. We understand, hypothesis. We understand variables. We understand how one thing can change another. And I appreciate people who are open-minded enough in this industry and in the scientific world who can at least admit that. It's the docs who can't and who are like, well, this is true because somehow it must infiltrate the part in their brain where they're having denial about their education and they're having denial about, this is what this journal said, so it's got to be true. It must be true. Because if they ask themselves, what if it isn't? If they just allow that sliver of a doubt, that has to take them down a whole other trail that isn't profitable and that doesn't serve, their end purpose.
Pull them aside and remove the pharmaceutical horse blinders or find another doctor. We got a couple of minutes left here before you got to go, but there's a story here about hormonal contraception may increase the risk for depression. I know you've talked about this on Homegrown Health, different aspects of hormonal disruption through medicine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, women, we have just this cascade of emotions and hormones that help play into that. We are very much connected with the hormonal connection with our emotional health, and it doesn't surprise me. Birth control pills, they really, to me, did not bring the freedom to women that we were taught, the story that we were taught growing up. It does not bring the freedom. I've been writing a blog, and I'll hopefully get it published soon, about the art, or about the act of being regulated. And how I was speaking with my daughter's friend, and she's, you know, just in her young teens, having just gotten her cycle recently, and she talked about, well, I'm going to get it on Monday, and, you know, then the talk of my friend, other daughter's friends being on birth control at such a young age to regulate their cycles. And there's always a risk in thinking that we have to be regulated as human beings and as women. You know, we don't have to be, you know, what is it to be regulated? What does that mean? And when we ask ourselves that question and we start to understand that what it's saying is that we're broken and that something's not working right, so we have to regulate it. When really, if we were taught differently and we took a different perspective on it and we didn't feel like we had to be regulated to fit into the convenience of the hectic lives that we all live, then we may be a little bit freer. We may be a little bit truer to ourselves. We may feel a little less crazy, because when you alter hormones synthetically, that gets stored up in your tissues. It's where does it all go? And what organs and what other bodily functions does it affect? Well, it's kind of a great experiment, isn't it? Because we're not a one-size-fits-all person. You know, each individual will respond differently to these hormones and to this, you know, synthetic chemicals that are, you know, running amok in our bodies.
Well, you're so correct, Joni. This is a big crisis, and it's been a crisis for a long time, increased risk of cancer. You know, the thing is, if you think you're getting set free by being put on birth control, you are being pharmaceutically enslaved, and there are consequences to that. Joni Abbott, Homegrown Health, how do we learn about you some more?
Just on Facebook, facebook.com/homegrownhealth. I also have a little blog on WordPress I've been building up that you could look up, Homegrown Health Radio, on there. And just with you here on the show, on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Joni, thank you for being on board today.
Thank you.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market.
The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
This time next week, we will be at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference in St. Petersburg, Florida, with Ty Bollinger, Sila Whatcott, and a lot of awesome doctors. And, of course, the lay audience alike that want to learn about options other than vaccination for protecting your kids, your family, your pets. And it's going to be awesome. So I hope to see you at St. Pete. It's linked up in the show notes. And, of course, October, the busiest month ever. We've got the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium in Dallas. We'll get you some info next week on how to listen to it, stream it live online. If you weren't able to get tickets to be with us in Dallas, Super Don's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Cap Morgan, Op-Ed. I mean, on top of all the other awesome folks, the whole Robert Scott Bell Show team will be there. I hope to see you there, too, or see you online. And then we've got the big event in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, the Women's Health or Wellness Expo I'll be speaking at October 20th. Then a big Halloween party on the 22nd with Jonathan Emord. And then the Hearthlight Healing Event in Gainesville, Georgia, I shall say. And that'll be the 27th, 28th, and 29th. I believe that's correct. And hope to see you in Gainesville, Georgia. Ty Bollinger will be there as well with his whole family. So a lot of really cool folks and cool opportunities to get together coming up. I hope we're not old by then, Super Don, because, man, oh, man, this pace.
Yeah, it seems to get a little bit more rigorous as time goes on here. And I don't know if it's just because it's a bigger workload or if we're just getting older.
Right. And my mom, she called earlier today. She says, "Oi, I'm not recovering as fast. I'm old." I was like, "What have you been doing?" "Well, I was dancing for like 8 hours yesterday." I'm like, "Mom, you're 82 years old. 8 hours of dancing.
God, that'd be hard to do if you were young.
I can't do it at my age." All right. So anyway. So, with that, our aging and old people theme music.
Show them that you love them. Shove them in the oven. Stick them in the freezer. We're gonna garnish up a geezer. Gonna hack them. Whack them. T-bone and stack them.
Oh, it's such a rude song there, Super. I don't know why you made me play that. Just ridiculous, right? Eat all the
horrible. No. You know, and it's funny because we've played that a few times over the years.
Yeah.
And I think we need to kind of rethink that because, you know, lately, especially with having a millennial on this show, we're actually getting ribbed for being old now.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. Captain Morgan is just blasting us old geezers, right? No, we're not old yet, are we? But interesting story here. Fears, the very fear of aging, may cause earlier death. This, according to the United Nations. Of course, they are known for being accurate and pharmaceutical.
Totally. And they have cool blue hats, too.
Yes, right. We want blue hats like that. No, I just got a vaxxed hat. That's my problem.
Oh, did you really?
I did. I got a vaxxed hat and a vaxxed t-shirt. I'll have to bring it to Dallas. Hopefully one day I can wear it. Being afraid of growing old may shorten your life, the UN Health Agency said Thursday, as new data highlighted the widespread prevalence of ageist attitudes worldwide. You hear that, Captain Morgan? Yes. Stop being mean to old people.
That's interesting. She actually, you know, she's actually brought up that word before, but thinking it was directed towards millennials. But apparently it works both ways.
Yeah, I don't know. Ageism looking downward, younger? No, I think it's ageism for old people. They said 60% of the respondents said they believed older people were not respected. You know, respecting your elders. I take pride in this, that I've respected my elders. Even when I was a snot-nosed teenage kid, I loved hearing stories about what it was like when they were young. I loved learning from my grandpa when he was alive. I just couldn't get enough of, you just tell me what you want me to know. That was just me. I don't know if everybody's like that. But I know in certain cultures they have more respect and they honor the elders than we have in the West, where we kind of abandon and discard and eat them, according to the song.
That's true. And, you know, I mean, I'll be honest, there is kind of a thing going on right now between, say, our generation and the millennials.
Indeed, indeed. Well, listen, I respect my elders, but I also want to help them to heal. I want them to be like my mom, go out, dance, go out, enjoy yourself, and not waste away. But remember those folks that have relied upon the Federal Reserve for their retirement. If you're on your way to aging, don't expect that that's going to be there forever, because paper doesn't last in the same way. And that's another lesson I think our elders, that many of whom are no longer here, that lived through the Great Depression, they could tell us stories like that. So, folks, we love our elders, and Cap Morgan thinks we are her elders. I will deny it, at least for a few more years. But
yes.
In the meantime, thank you to Joni Abbott. Thank you to Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Thanks, Captain Morgan. Thank you, Super Don. Good weekend coming. We'll be back live on Sunday for the first day of the week. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is always yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Privacy.